You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is steam? We're all familiar with it. It's when you're boiling a pot of water for spaghetti or a teapot to make some tea. It's that white, smoky-like stuff you see rising up. That's steam. Steam is a form of water, but it's a gas. So the water in the pot, it changed from a liquid state to a gaseous state. This change occurs at a specific temperature, 100 degrees Celsius, centigrade, or 212 degrees Fahrenheit. What's interesting is that it's the heat that moves. Heat moves. It moves from the warm stove into the cooler water that's inside of the pot until the water boils. Another interesting piece is that the gas takes up more space, or what scientists call volume, than the liquid. And of course, there are a lot of industrial uses for steam. So think about those old train tracks and movies that you would see, the westerns, where you would see a steam engine that's in the front of a train of cars, pulling a whole bunch of train cars behind it. And all of that smoke that you see coming out of the top would be steam that's being released. Or, for example, the way electricity would be generated. A power plant would take a chunk of coal, burn the coal in a coal steamer. It would increase the pressure that's inside of the various tubes and control units, which would then turn a turbine, operate a generator, and generate electricity. Here's an experiment that you can try. Now, I will say it's dangerous. I repeat, it is dangerous, so you must have an adult, like your parent or your teachers at school, to help out with it. It's an experiment to show that gaseous water takes up more space, or what scientists call volume, than liquid water. You need to get a flat-bottom glass beaker or flask, such as something called an Erlenmeyer flask. Your chemistry teacher will know what an Erlenmeyer flask is. In fact, you may even want to get this beaker or flask from your local school's chemistry lab. Put a few inches of water in it and then place it on a hot plate. Turn on the hot plate on high until the water starts to boil or steam. And that smoky stuff that you see, it's actually the water vapor that's condensing on dust in the air. Carefully and very rapidly stretch a balloon over the top to capture the gaseous water, the steam that's coming out of the opening. Be very careful not to burn yourself or spill the beaker of water on yourself. You'll notice that the balloon will very rapidly fill with gas, the gaseous water, the steam. You'll notice that there's very little water by volume inside of the beaker. Remember, only a couple of inches at the most. But you'll notice that there's a lot of gas in the balloon. The balloon keeps getting larger and larger. This is showing that the gas, the gaseous water, is taking up more space or a greater volume than the liquid water. Now, very carefully, when you're done with the experiment, use either hot gloves or tongs to carefully remove the beaker from the hot plate, carefully remove the balloon, and carefully pour out the water down the drain. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of steam. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for the Weekly Experiment.